Good evening. May 5th, 1983. I'd like you to meet Peggy likewise. Peggy was overseas during World War II with the Army Nurses Corps. I am Lois Collette. Both Peggy and I are members of the Detroit unit of the Women's Overseas Service League. Peggy, why did you enlist in the Army Nurses Corps?
Well, I've always been interested in the military, and I wanted to join. In fact, it took me twice to get in because I was somewhat overweight, so the second time I had to sign a waiver, which I did at Selfridge Field.
And Peggy, when did you enlist? I understand you enlisted really before the America went to war, this in the Second World War.
I enlisted in January of 1941.
What had you been doing before you enlisted?
I'd been working in the hospitals as a nurse at Harper Hospital, as a matter of fact, was the last place I'd worked.
I understand that you enlisted before the war, as I mentioned. When you enlisted, where did you go?
I enlisted and was inducted at Fort Custer near Battle Creek.
Yeah.
And that's where we stayed. The hospital there was a wooden hospital, and they used to call it the Eagle Lake Health Resort.
And you had your basic training?
Basic training. We didn't have basic training like they do now, but we went to work in the hospital itself.
And then how long was it before you went overseas?
I went overseas in May of 1942, during the Coral Sea Battle, before the Battle of Guadalcanal. And there were seven ships in the convoy, and when we got to Fiji, two of the ships were let off at the Fiji Islands because they were afraid that the Japs might take the canal and then would come down and take Fiji, so the rest went on to New Zealand. I was with the 51st Station Hospital, which was took over the hospital in Fiji, in Suva, near Suva, Fiji, in from the New Zealand.
And you received the wounded from where?
And, well, we got the wounded from Guadalcanal. They came over by hospital ship, and we kind of more or less put them back together, or if they were able, then some of them were able to go back to the war, and others had to be, went back home on the hospital ship, and to have, to be taken care of further, depending on the type of wounds they had.
You said there was a fairly small hospital unit,
yeah,
right?
We got 400 casualties with only 14 doctors and 27 nurses. And it was, we really worked hard on them. And then a month later, when we got most of them ready to go back home or to go back to the war, we stood there crying as they were getting into the ambulances because we had worked so hard with them to make them well enough.
Did you work with the Fiji Islanders at all, or
they did work in the compound. They worked at the hospital, but and they were beautiful people, and they have such strong feet they can walk on coral, or they could kick a man to death with their feet.
Oh,
and they had done a lot of them had gone up to fight in some of the islands and had done a tremendous job.
It must have been quite an experience for you coming, you know, a young girl coming from Detroit into this not only war area, but also an area where the completely foreign environment. Did you have a hard time adjusting to this?
Well, just like the Army, when we were waiting to come overseas in San Francisco, we were given a muffler and gloves, thinking that we were going to Alaska, and ended up in the Fiji Islands without any nets, any mosquito nets, so we got a few bites.
But did you get homesick?
Well, we were there in in May, and the first Christmas we were very homesick because that was when White Christmas came out, and of course that made us a little more homesick.
Were most of the other nurses in your Army hospital from Detroit, or?
No, they were from various areas. We came from Fort Custer, so
but
most of them were in and around the area, but not necessarily from Detroit.
How long did you stay in Fiji?
I was 2.5 years in Fiji, and I came home on leave. When I came home on leave, I was aboard a ship which took me to New Caledonia, and from there I took the ship home.
And I understand you were, when we were talking earlier, you said that when you came back home for a few months, you did recruiting and
yes, I was lucky. I came home, I had a month's leave, and instead of having everybody waited when they didn't have enough ships to take you back overseas, they had you stay at home, and they kept telling me I could stay at home, so I had 2 months at home. And during that time, I was recruited, or was asked to talk about recruiting nurses at WJR radio. I still have the script someplace.
And so then you went back overseas in what month?
I went back overseas, let's see, I went back in January of 43, and it was towards the end of, it was in January, and I was supposed to go to Guadalcanal, which we had gotten by that time, but my outfit was in New Caledonia, so I had my orders changed, and I went to New Caledonia, where the chief nurse was going home on leave, and I was acting chief nurse to get our outfit ready to go up to Okinawa.
Now, at New Caledonia, did you have a regular hospital? Or was
no, we were not attached to any hospital. We were just waiting as a unit to go up to Okinawa.
And so, and
just waiting for orders, because at that time, as they took various islands, they had you move up that much.
So then when you finally got your orders to go up, how did you live? Did you live in tents, or?
Of course, on the way.
Oh, you were telling me about how you disembarked.
We were 59 days aboard ship because we waited several atolls, and Eniwetok was one of them, where they've since had an antibiotic test. And then we got in, and we had to go down the rope netting on the side of the ship into the LSTs, and then go on into the beach.
And when you got to your hospital, was the hospital tent hospital?
It was a tent hospital, yes. It was always in tents, and we weren't there. They were always having blackouts because the Japs were, they hadn't cleared all the Japs off the island, and about 10 days after we were there, we had conditioned black, as I say, the Japs were parachuting in, and we were supposed to go in the foxholes, but everybody wanted to see what was going on with the air war, and either you're so busy putting your pants on, you might have put them on backwards, then you run around the tent thing and fall over it, or you pick up your helmet and had forgotten to take the water out of it and put it on your head.
Oh, no.
So we had a lot of interesting experiences
and,
that way.
And you mentioned that there were some of the natives would build fires?
Well, that was in Fiji. The Hindus were partial to the Japs, I guess, or used to build signal fires in Fiji.
We had
blackouts there too, but they fortunately didn't come down. We did take the canal.
Now, in Okinawa, you were again with a field hospital, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. We got the wounded off the field because they still had what they termed gooks, which were the natives. Some of the natives, even the children would throw hand grenades at the birds. They hadn't gotten around, and the whole island was flattened.
How long was it then after the island had been retaken that you occupied, that you went in?
Oh, we went in D-Day plus 23, but they were still doing it when we went in.
But it was only 20, it was D-Day plus 23, which wasn't very much time.
No, we didn't have much time. And every time that you were going to give a shot, a hypo, you'd have a blackout, and of course you couldn't use your flashlight to see it. So.
And so after, once you got established there and the war on that island stopped, then where did your troops come from?
Well, the thing was, VJ Day happened there. Some of the fellows unfortunately got killed because everybody was shooting guns off everywhere.
Shot each other?
No, they didn't do it on purpose. They were so happy. They were shooting guns, and there were hills there, and there was tents on the hills, and somebody be standing on a hill, you see. But it did happen on occasion.
You must have a couple of events that sort of stand out in your mind during those. How many years was it? 5.5 or 4.5?
Well, I was in altogether 5, but I was 38 months overseas. And well, when VJ Day came, then quite a few of the prisoners that the Japs had taken were brought to Okinawa, and it's very emotional. A lot of the brothers would find their brothers, you know, or they would know somebody and find that they were dead after all, that they had been prisoners. But the poor prisoners had been mistreated and had not been fed very much, and were regular scavengers, even though they knew that they would get the food. And as a matter of fact, we were all went on canned rations so that they could have the fresh food. And they'd go around with their little bags and keep picking up things. Because, you know, some of them had been there as many as 4 years. And they were blacks, Dutch, black and white Dutch. There was American blacks. There was Eskimos. And all kinds of British and any of the countries around that area that the Japs fought in, you know, they would.
Did you find living in the tropics very difficult, or were you so busy working that you didn't even have time?
Well, it was rather interesting in Fiji. It'd be 110 in the shade in the daytime, and go down to 72 at night, and you'd swear it was going to snow. In fact, on night duty, I wear fur-lined
really?
White boots.
When it was 72, you got so acclimated to the warm weather that
it's a lot like the desert, you know, where it gets so cold.
Right.
And, you know, and it would get kind of hot and everything.
How long did you stay at Okinawa before you went home, Peggy?
I went home, I was about 8 months there before I went home. I had enough points to go home, and people were going home, and part of my outfit went on to Seoul, Korea. And even at that time, they write back and tell us how much problems they were having with the communists at that time, and with the Russians. Because the Russians had access to all the coal there, COAL. And they weren't giving it to them, it was cold.
You weren't an operating nurse, you were a ward nurse, is that right, or am I?
No, well, I was chief nurse when I went up there. I was acting chief nurse when I went from Okinawa to the other. While I was overseas, I worked in the operating room, I did everything, you know. So. Depending on where they needed you.
And depending upon the situation, I'm sure it varied, but say a busy day, how many hours would you work a day?
Well, in Fiji, excuse me, in Fiji, it would be 10, 12 hours depending on the number of patients we had. When we had so many, then it was either feast or famine. Either you were working many hours or not too many, you know.
And you were working with Corman
all
the time.
Yeah.
Did you always have enough medical equipment to work with, or?
Yes, we were very lucky. We did most of the time. You know, I don't remember ever not having, you know, except in Fiji, what we had too much of were the cockroaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything was cockroaches all over the place.
I guess we all hate those. Peggy, after the war, you came home and you got married, you raised a family, and you went back to nursing again.
I went back to nursing. In fact, up until 1981, I worked 20 years just before that time.
We are very proud to have someone like Peggy, likewise, who spent so many years in service during the war. I think from the very beginning to the very end, there aren't too many of us that have done that. And then even now that she's home and retired, we are very proud because she has doing tremendous service with the aged in the hospital. And I want to thank you, Peggy.
Thank you.